Okay, we're on Daf Nun Chet tonight. Nun Chet, the beginning of a new parak. Tamid Nishchat. Welcome everybody. Now Tamid Nishchat is a whole sea change in the Masechta. You know, we mentioned that when we began the Masechta that the Rishonim, specifically the Meiri, learns that Masech Pesachim was originally two Masechtot. So that's what's called Pesachim. At least that's the way the Meiri learns. so one Masechta comprised the first four prakim and last parak, Arvei Pesachim, and that's all with like halacha lemaisa with us, with chametz and how to do the seder and everything else. And then these prakim, beginning with the fifth parak through the ninth parak, they talk a lot about the avod and the base of mikdash. So that's what we're going to speak about tonight. Okay, so Tamid Nishchat, we know in the base of mikdash there were every day there were two korbanot tamid. There's a tamid shel boker and tamid shel bein arbayim. A korban tamid is brought in the morning and a korban tamid is brought in the afternoon. And generally, as the Gemara is going to learn, the last korban of the day is the korban tamid shel bein arbayim. But an exception to that is the korban pesach. So the korban pesach is brought after the korban tamid shel bein arbayim. And so we'll see what time everything is brought and we'll take it from there. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Tamid Nishchat B'Shmono Mechza. Now, this is talking about not during Pesach. Let's say it's a regular year, so or a regular day during the year. So Tamid Nishchat B'Shmono Mechza. The Korban Tamid is typically shechted at 8.5 hours a day. Now, we've discussed in the past, when we talk about hours or Shaud Zmaniot. So Shaud Zmaniot means, you know, you divide the day into 12 equal parts, and then each one of those parts is a Sha'ah. But and then there's a question whether the day is calculated from Nates to Shkia or from Alota Shachar to Seitzik Kuchavim. But for our purposes, we could say Nates to Shkia and assume it's day 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., a 12-hour day. So then under those circumstances, so the Korban Tamid generally would be shechted at 2:30 p.m. 8.5 hours in the day would be when you would shech the Korban Tamid, the Kari B'Tisho Mechsa, and then it's offered up at 9.5 hours a day. It's 3:30. That's Mincha Ketana. It's called Mincha Ketana, 3:30 p.m. But Arvei Pesachim, the second line of the Mishnah, Nun Chet Amud Aleph, 58a, Nun Chet Amud Aleph. But Arvei Pesachim, but on Erev Pesach, Nishchat B'Shevo Mechza. We're going to move it up because we have, that's like the biggest day in the Beis HaMikdash for people bringing Korbanot, of Kivyachol, like Lahavdil, like for us, it would be like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Like, you know, whereas everybody in all of Klal Yisrael is showing up with a korban or the korban from the group, but everybody has a korban that day. So it's a very busy day in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're on Nun Chet Amud Aleph, 58a, around the third, fourth line. So he says, Ba'arvei Pesachim Nishchat B'Shevo Mechza. So on Erev Pesach, typically it would be shechted at 1:30 p.m. would come out. B'Kari B'Shmono Mechza. And then it would be offered at 2:30. So it's an hour earlier. So to make more room for all the Korban Pesach that are being offered. Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbat. Whether Erev Pesach's on a weekday or Erev Pesach's on a Shabbos. Now, even though on Shabbos, now again, it's going to come out from the Gemara. The earliest time to bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim would be at 12:30 p.m. Now, the reason that you would delay it after that time is because there are also people during the day bringing korbanot. In other words, you have the korbanot tzibur, but not so many korbanot tzibur at this time, but you have korbanot yachid. Everybody has the darim and the davot, all their private offerings. So you have to fill those in between the two korbanot. But on Shabbat, you don't bring a private korban. But nevertheless, but notwithstanding that, the Gemara is going to say that we were still going to leave it at 7.5 hours in Kari B'Shmona Mechza. Okay? Now, on the fourth line, and again, even if Erev Pesach's on a Shabbos, like this year, still we're going to keep it at 7.5, the Shechita, that's like 1:30, and offer up at 2:30. Chal Erev Pesach Liyot B'Erev Shabbat, if Erev Pesach is on an Erev Shabbos, Friday is Erev Pesach, Friday is Erev Shabbos. So then that's the tightest time for time, because there not only do we have to shech the Korban Pesach but offer it up, but the dam, but it will, you have to roast it before nightfall. In other words, you can't roast it after nightfall, that's Shabbat. So you have to roast it before nightfall. So Chal Erev Pesach Liyot Be'erev Shabbat, so Erev Pesach is on a Friday, nishchat b'sheisha mechza, then the korban tamid would be shechted at 6.5 hours of the day. That would be 12:30 p.m. That's mincha gedola, v'kari b'shevo mechza, v'pesach achrab, and then the pesach is brought afterwards. Okay, that's the overview of the Mishnah. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Was that Michael? You have something?
Yeah. Why can't I bring the korban pesach after the tamid in the morning? Why do I have to wait till after chatzot?
No, well, first of all, that's what the Torah says. It says Bein Harbayim. Bein Harbayim is in the afternoon. You were the Torah.
Oh, I see. So the Pasuk tells
you. Yeah, right. Yeah, they offer it then, right?
All right.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right. So let's go further. All right. All right. So so the Gemara says, Menani Mile. So where do we know this din that the Korban Tamid is.
I had a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's up?
You're given an hour between Shechita and.
Right, the hakrava. So it means like this: it takes an hour to shech the animal, then you have to flay.
Does it?
It's not only the shechita. An hour to shech the animal, to flay it, to cut it up into all the pieces, to wash it off. Then the different you know avarim are brought over to the kevesh, to the ramp, and then from the ramp they're put on the mizbeach. The whole process takes an hour.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Now. So again, the first line of the Gemara, everybody please mute themselves, okay? So it says in the Gemara, it says, Menani Mili, where do I know this din that the Korban Tamid generally, the Shechita is at 8.5 hours and is offered up at 9.5 hours, which means 2:30 and 3:30. So Menani Mili, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Dharma Kra, et a keves achat ta'aseh b'boker, et a keves hasheni ta'aseh b'ein harbayim. So this is the psukim from... We lay in every Rosh Chodesh, and it's part of the Korbanot that are recited every morning, that that you'll offer one lamb in the morning, one lamb in the afternoon. So Rabbi Shimon Levi darshans, Chalkehu lebein shnei aravim. And it says, Bein ha'arbayim. So Bein ha'arbayim, he learns, Bein arbayim, erev means like afternoon. So Bein ha'arbayim, the way he darshans it out, divided up into two. Shtei shaot mechza. In other words, you have 6 hours, 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock is the afternoon. 12 noon to 6 p.m. is the afternoon. So divided up into two groups, he says, shtei shaot mechza l'kan, shtei shaot mechza l'kan. 2.5 hours on one side, 2.5 hours on the other side. He says, v'sho'ah achat la'asiyata, with 1 hour in the middle. That's the way Rashi learns, okay? So 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours, then 1 hour in the middle. Now, The art school says that Rashi had a different girsa. Rashi had the text Chalkei L'Shnei Aravim divided into two afternoons, but we have it Lebein, Chalkei Lebein Shnei Aravim. So the Rashash learns that you take the afternoon, it's 6 hours, and divide it into two halves, 3 hours and 3 hours, and then at the edges of it, you carve out an hour for the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. Okay, so that's the drasha for how we know that the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim is generally shechted at 8.5 hours, which would be 2:30 p.m., and offered up on the Mizbeach at 3:30 p.m. Now, Mativ Rava poses a question. Now, the way Rabbi Shimon Levi is learning, it seems to be a din d'oraisa, a din from the Torah that it should be shechted and offered at that time. So Mativ Rava. So Rava poses a question from our Mishnah against Rabbi Yishu ben Levi. But Arvei Pesachim Nishchat B'Shevu Mechza B'Kar B'Shvona Mechza Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbat. So in the Mishnah which we just read a few moments ago, the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim would be shechted at 7.5 hours a day, which means at 1:30 p.m. Again, assuming 6 p.m. day, and from Nates to Shkia, he says Bekar B'Shmona Mechza, and then offered up at 2:30 p.m. Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbat, whether Erev Pesach during the week or Erev Pesach on Shabbos. That's the way we do it. V'Yisal Kadaitach B'Shmona Mechza Doraita. If you'll assume that the din of shechting the Korban Tamid Bein Harbayim means the Torah is telling me I have to shecht it at 2:30 p.m. So he says, Heichi Mekaminle, how do we make it earlier? In other words, if it's a din Torah that it has to be shechted at that point in time, so how are we making it earlier? Ela Amarava, rather Rava says, Mitzvato Tamid Mishinatutz Lalei Erev. So Rava has a different hesber. He says the mitzvah of the Korban Tamid is Shinatutz Lalei Erev. It means when the shadows start getting longer, like to be noted, get longer. So he says, my taima, the Amar Kro Bein Ha'arbayim. The Torah says Bein Ha'arbayim Meidana Demarchil Shimsha Luma Arev. In other words, from the time the sun begins to set. So the Cheshbon is, he says, Hilkach Bishari Monashana De'ikin Adarim. Now again, with Bein Ha'arbayim, so how does he understand the term Bein Ha'arbayim? So the Rishonim have different Hesberim on this, but the Ramban in his Perish and Chumash and Chidush Rabbeinu David, they both say that Bein Ha'arbayim means like, it means the afternoon, but the afternoon is comprised of different hours. So Bein Ha'arbayim means not in like in between two halves, but in the midst of Bein Ha'arbayim, in that period of time, Bein Ha'arbayim, you'll bring it. So he says, my time Adarma Krabin Arbayim, Midada Marchil Shem Shel Ma'ariv, when the sun begins to set, Hilkach Bishari Morashana, the Igan Adarma Nadavo, Durachman Amar, Allah Chalvei Hashlamim. So during the year, so people bring private korbanot. They bring the darim and the davot during the day to the filling their obligations. So the Torah says, Aleh Chalvei Hashlamim. This pasuk is the beginning of Parshat Tzav. It says, Eish Tamid to Kazbel. It says, Uvir Aleh Kamein Etzim Baboker Baboker, Biarach Aleh Hola. In other words, the Kohenim will arrange the ola on the maracha, on the pyre, the tirla chalvei hashlamim, and then on top of that, you'll offer the fats of the shlamim. So you'll offer the korban tamid, and on top of that, the fats of the shlamim. But amar mar, and there's a statement concerning that aleh hashlem klor korban kulam, meaning that we're going to read it not hashlamim but hashlem. In other words, that all the korbano that are offered during the day have to be after the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. He says, and before the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. He says, Aleh Ashlem Kolar Korban Kulam, Ma'achrin Le Tarte Shoei, Vabdin Le Bishmona Mechza. So normally, in other words, the first time that I could bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim would be Shechita at 12:30, 6.5 hours. But because during the year, we have Nedarim and Nedavot that are being offered, so we push the Korban Tamid back 2 hours. So we're going to shecht it instead of at 12:30, shecht it at 2:30 p.m. He says, "Ba'arve Pesachim de'ika Pesach acharav," but on Erev Pesach, I have something pushing it earlier because I have all the Korban of Pesach. Everybody and his brother is coming down with the Korban Pesach. So he says, "Kadmin le sho'achat." So we make it 1 hour earlier. V'avdin le b'shevo mechza. We make it that we're going to shecht the Korban Tamid instead of at 2:30. We're going to shecht it at 1:30. He says, Chal Erev Pesach liot Erev Shabbat, but when Erev Pesach is on an Erev Shabbos, Friday is Erev Pesach. He says, De'ika nami tzliyato, de'lo dachi Shabbat. We also have to roast it before nightfall. He says, Mekanin le adine b'sheish mechza. So we do it on the din. In other words, the earliest time we can do it, which would be the shechita at 12:30. So, all right, that's the broad brush approach to the sugya so far. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, let's just summarize again what we did. So we said, how do we know what time is the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the afternoon sacrifice that's offered every day of the year? What time is it brought? So the Mishnah said you shecht it normally at 8.5 hours, which would be 2:30, and you offer it up at 9.5 hours, which would be 3:30. So where do we know that from? So the Gemara, you know, cutting to the chase, the Gemara says that the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the Zman, is any time in the afternoon once the shadows start to get longer. And the RSU translated as longer. I was talking to Rabbi Avi Levinson today. He that's Roz Wagner's grandson. He was saying Yinatu means to become longer. So it means that between 11:30 and 12:30, my shadow is more or less underneath me. After 12:30, it's perceptibly getting longer. It's like, you know, going to one side or another side. So that's when the Zman for Mincha begins at 12:30 p.m. But notwithstanding that, normally we push it off to Shechita to 2:30. because there are other korbanot that are being offered in the Beis HaMikdash than Darim and Davot, so I have to have space in there. And we'll see in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to explain that on Shabbat, even though there's no Darim and Davot on Shabbat, nevertheless, we keep the same uniform schedule. It's like a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan. We're afraid that if we start moving it around, people get confused and move it around here, there, the other thing. So that's the time. So the time for the Korban Tamid, 2:30 p.m. Shechita, and it's offered up at 3:30 p.m. every day of the year. That's the way it goes, except for Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach, then it's like mob scene in the Beis HaMikdash, like I said, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for our shuls, that's the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, because everybody has to bring a korban, or part of a group that's bringing a korban. So we got a mob showing up in the Beis HaMikdash, so we need, and it's offered after the korban tamid shel bein arba'im, and it's based on psukim. So mamela, then we have to move it up the korban tamid shel bein arba'im. So typically we move it up 1 hour, but so we'll do the shechit instead of at 2:30, we'll do it at 1:30, and then offer the korban up at 2:30, and then begin the korban Pesach situation. But when Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, where not only do I need to offer all the korban out to see where, but everybody needs to cook the korban before Shabbos, so then we're going to move it up to the earliest possible time that we can, which is 12:30 p.m. Okay? All right, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right. Everybody's so quiet. All right. Now, this is a halach l'maisa for all of us because it relates to what time we could daven mincha. And so let's just see what we have here.
Rabbi, the latest will be at sunset?
Right. So that's
this is the earliest. The latest will be sunset?
Sunset will be the latest, but there's what to speak about with that as well. All right. Now, he mentions over here, the Rambam writes that if one daven mincha during the early part of the afternoon, he's yotzei b'di'eved. He says because we find tamid is offered at that time in a year that Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, mincha gedola. In other words, so according to the Rambam, davening mincha gedola is just a din b'di'eved. In other words, l'chachil, you shouldn't daven mincha gedola. But b'di'eved, if you did daven, you're yotzei. That's the way the Rambam says. And the Rush disagrees and maintains that there is no difference during which part of the afternoon one davens mincha, because the entire afternoon is valid for the offering of the Tamid. The fact that they delayed the Tamid on an ordinary afternoon to allow for the offering of other korbanot does not indicate that 9.5 hours a day is the preferred time for davening. There are some Rishonim, in fact, who maintain that mincha gedola is preferable to mincha katana. This gets very, very tricky. So there are poskim that say that mincha katana is the preferable time to do it, and that's also like the earliest time you can do it, right? Like usually we say, like, zrizin makdim la mitzvot, and as a matter of fact, here it mentions, this is in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says, let me get the Sefer out. There are some, I do have everything more or less at my fingertips here, or so to speak. So he mentions here that he quotes from the Ritva. The Ritva says in Masechet Yoma, Mitzvah min amuv kar liyokudam zariz lepalel miyak shegizmana, dayna mishisho lo mechsa lamala. The Ritva says the mitzvah is to daven the earliest possible time you could daven mincha. That's what the Ritva says. And he quotes here the Chinuch and the Avudraham and the Rokeach. And then he goes on, he says that that's the way the Chazon Ish would do it, and the Brisker Rav would do it, and his father, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, also would do that. So that's that piece. But then, the Shulchan Aruch rules in accordance with the Rambam that Mincha Ketana is the preferred time to daven. The Ruch HaShulchan contends that if the Mincha Ketana is preferred only if one davens during the earlier part of Mincha Ketana, between 3:30 and 4:45 p.m., because that is when the daily Tamid was actually offered. He says he argues that if one has a choice of davening at 12:30 or 5:30, there is no advantage in davening at 5:30 because the Tamid was not offered at that time. But I should mention, in the Piskei Tshuvos he brings down that there are some who felt that there's a mila to daven near Shkia. He quotes here from the Or Tzadikim based on the Kavanot of the Ari. There's a Seif Shar HaKavanot from the Ari that the Ari was nizhar to always daven mincha imdim du mechabu with sunset, even on Erev Shabbos. And it's based on a Gemara Brachot. It says, "Amr Yochanan, it's Rabbi Palel and Dumdum Mechama. It's mitzvah to daven with sunset." So there's a whole. That's the key. That's the key Gemara. But there's what to explain about that as well. Now, for Sephardim, this is more problematic. Like for Ashkenazim, we have an easier heter to daven mincha gedola. But Sephardim, you saw already, the Rambam says it's only b'diavad to daven mincha katana. So I didn't see it inside, but I spoke to Rabbi Eitan Jacob today, who sits near me in the base medrash. He said that that Rabbi Vadia, I think, I don't know all the details. Here's David, is just about, I think, to arrive. Let's see if we can get him in here. 1 minute. David's about to join. Is that okay, David, are you here? David?
Yes,
David, welcome, Brooke. Yes. I was just quoting your son, Rabbi Eitan Jacob. If you know, he sits near me in the base medrash. So I'm talking about the time from Mincha. Welcome back from your trip, David, and it's nice to have you back. I'm sad that I still can't see you, and I wish you would invest in a new iPhone so we could all see you. In any event, it's cheaper than a trip to Zanzibar. I can tell you that much. But anyway, so we're talking about what time Sephardim, whether they could daven mincha gedola. So the Rambam says that it's only b'dieved to daven mincha gedola, and that's the way the Mechaber writes as well. So what does Sephardim rely on? So I didn't see this inside, but your son said to me today that the Rav Avadia says, I think if there's a minyan in Epis, you could join them. I'm not sure, but he said that I think that Rabbi Chai Uziel, I think he said that no, you shouldn't do it that way, but it's more problematical for Sephardim to daven mincha gedola. That's all I could say with that. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, so let's go further in the Gemara. So we're on Nuncha Amud Aleph. We're around, around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Okay. So the Gemara, we're Tanur Rabbanon. All right. So the Gemara says, Tanur, now we're going to learn this Braisa. The Braisa is enigmatic. We don't understand the Braisa, so everybody must be patient. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanon, Kisidro Bechol, Kach Sidro B'Shabbat, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Now it's talking about the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. Like the way it's arranged during the week is the way it would be arranged on Shabbat, according to Rabbi Shmuel. He says, Rabbi Kiva Omer Kisidro B'Erev Pesach, the way it's done on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, my Kamar, what does this Braisa mean? What is it saying? We don't understand the Braisa. So Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. So first we're going to have Abaye, then we're going to have Rabba, then we're going to have Rabba Bar Ula. Three Pshatim in the Braisa. So Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. Abaye says, this is what the Braisa means. Kisidro B'chol B'Erev HaPesach. Just the way, like the way it's done during the week on Erev Pesach. So we said already that on Erev Pesach, so we shecht it at 7.5 hours at 1:30. That's the way we said we typically do, and then we offer up at 2:30. So kisidro b'chol b'Erev Pesach, kach sidro b'Shabbat b'Erev Pesach, did Rabbi Shmuel. So too, that's the way it will be on Shabbat. So whether Erev Pesach during the week or Erev Pesach on a Shabbos, so we'll shecht the Korban Tamid shall be in Arbayim at 7.5 hours, i.e. 1:30 p.m., and we'll offer it up at 8.5 hours. That would be at 2:30 p.m., all right? Now, in this pshat, you can see Abaye is interpolating the words Erev Pesach, right? Those words aren't mentioned anywhere in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, Kisidro b'chol, kach sidro b'Shabbat. He didn't say anything about Pesach, but that's something that Abaye is putting into the Braisa. He says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisidro b'Erev HaPesach, shechal yod b'Erev Shabbat. So the Rabbi Akiva says, Kach sidro b'Shabbat. Rabbi Akiva says, the way Erev Pesach, shechal yod b'Erev Shabbat, so that's when Friday is Erev Pesach, so we said we offer the Korban Tamid at the earliest time we can ever offer it, which is shechted at 6.5 hours, and offer up at 7.5 hours. So shechted at 12:30, offer at 1:30. That's the way Abaye interprets Rabbi Akiva on Shabbos as well. So the big point of dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, the way Abaye understands the Braisa, is when Erev Pesach on Shabbos. So what time do we bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? So the way Abaye is explaining it, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we bring it at the later time, so to speak, in unquotes. In other words, it's shechted at 1:30 and offered up at 2:30. which is the way Rabbi Shmuel will say. Rabbi Kiva say no, we'll shecht it at 6:30, which is 12:30, or for up at 1:30. Now umatnitin de katani bein b'chol bein b'shabbat. So our Mishnah that says that it's the same time, whether Erev Pesach is during the week or Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel, that'll be like the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. That'll be the go that way. Now the Gemara says, b'mai kemiflugi, according to the way, it's not just enough to explain the Braisa, to explain, you know, A says A and B says B. You have to, it's a little bit like here to the counselors amongst us, like when you're doing criminal defense work, Robert, this is for you. So you're doing criminal defense work. It's not enough to say, oh, you know, cross-examine this witness, that witness. You have to come up with a theory of the case. All right. In other words, like if your defendant is being accused of murder, it's not enough to like cross-examine this witness, the other witness to slug him up. I have to come up with a theory of the case. Somebody else murdered him, you know, something like that. I have to have a theory of the case that the jury can go for. So it's not enough just to say, Rabbi Shmuel says this, Rabbi Kiva says this. I have to explain what are the shitot. So the Gemara says, the Musafin Kozman the Bazichin Kamiflagi. The point of dispute is whether we have, remember in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Korban Musaf on Shabbat, and then there are Bazichim. Bazichim, remember, or for the, like their ladles on the Shulchan with Lavona, frankincense. And then on Shabbat, the Lechem Apanim is changed. In other words, the old Lechem Apanim is removed, the new Lechem Apanim is put in, and then the Bazichim, the two Bazichim are offered on the Mizbeach. Remember, that's the Matir. Remember, the Bazichin or the Matir. Like it was just like the Komets for the Mincha and things like that. So then after Lavona is offered, that's the Meheter. So the Kohenim can now eat Lechem Hapanim. So the question is the offering the Bazichin before the Korban Musaf or after the Korban Musaf? That's going to be the point of dispute. He says, Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Musafin Komen LeBazichin. Rabbi Shmuel holds, the Korban Musaf comes before the Bazichin. The Bazichin are the ladles with the Lavona in it. He says, Avadlu Musafin B'Shesh. The Korban Musaf was offered at the sixth hour. The sixth hour is between 11 a.m. and 12 noon. So the Korban Musaf was always offered at the sixth hour. He says, that's a given. The Korban Musaf, and Rashi points out, it's the... It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth very wide line in Rashi, Uzman Musafin or Chayu B'Sheish, Dechtibuhu Yom, Lochtibuhu Boker. So by the Korban Musaf, it says Uviyom HaShabbat. And it doesn't say by the Korban time, it says Baboker. So he says Yom means day, Boker means the morning. So he says, Udechtib, Dvar Yom Biyomo. It says different pasuk than what I quote. It says Dvar Yom Biyomo. He says, V'kaimalan B'Seder, V'kaimalan, Beseder Yoma, Beperek Amar Lamuna, Boker Havi Hakdam of Yom Ashma Ichur. So Boker is earlier and Yom is later. Okay? So, and actually the post can bring down that that a person should, you know, daven a little bit later on Shabbos than he did during the week. In other words, like, because of that reason. It says Biyom and the one is Boker. All right? So back in the Gemara. So, but if you daven at 7:45 in the morning, so if you daven Hashkam at 8, you're in good shape. Okay? All right, so let's take a look back in the Gemara. So so the Gemara says, so Avadu Hulu Musaf Meshesh, Uvazichim Besheva. So you make the Korban Musaf you'll offer at the sixth hour, the Bazichim you'll offer at the seventh hour. The seventh hour would be between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Va'avid lay the Tamid b'sheva mechsa. Then you'll offer the Korban Tamid b'sheva mechsa at 1:30. Now, why not at 1? So we want it after the Bazichim. So Rashi has different hezbeirim for this. So Rashi says, this is like 8 lines down in the Rashi. Now again, with the Bazichim are not just offering the Bazach on the Mizbeach, but you have to divide up the Lechem upon him also. So that all takes like an hour. That takes an hour to offer up the Bazichim and to divide up the Lechem upon him. So if you look at the Rashi, it's around the 8th line from the top or around 6 lines from the bottom. He says, Vavdin lehu lei b'shevu mechza, v'udin d'matzah l'mudei b'tchilat shmona. We could do it at the beginning of the hour, which would be like 1 o'clock, b'sof shiva. Maybe lechem panim takes a little bit more to divide up. Though Tosfos asks a question on that. Va'od kulhani zimni lo mashanin alei. We don't go around changing this time, that time, and the other time. There are certain times that we're going to do the korban tamid. So the times of the korban tamid are either going to be sheishu mechza, sheva mechza, or shmona mechza. It's not going to be like the long railroad train schedule. He says ela b'sheishu mechza kedine. So either 6:30 or 7:30, and then you have regularly, you checked it at 8.5 hours. Okay, so back in the Gemara, and then we'll pause. He says, the third white line, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Bazichim Kodmin Musafim. Rabbi Akiva holds the Bazichim come before the Korban Musaf. Bazichim b'chamesh, so the bazichim would be at the fifth hour, which would be between 10 and 11. Musafim b'sheish, the musaf would be between 11 and 12. That's a given. The musaf is at the sixth hour. That's the given. V'avid lay the tamid b'sheish u'mechza. Then we go into court in tamid at 6.5 hours of the day. Okay, so let's go slowly with this. So we had a b'raisa, and b'sach hakol, Abaye interprets the b'raisa as being the point of dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is what time the Korban Tamid is offered on Shabbat. That's basically what it boils down to. So according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Korban Tamid on Shabbat is offered the same time on Erev Pesach, is offered the same time as any other day of Erev Pesach, which would be Shechitah 7.5 hours and offered at 8.5 hours, which means Shechitah at 1:30, and then the Korban Tamid is offered at 2:30. That's the way Abaye interprets Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, we're going to move it up to the earliest time that we can on Shabbat, and that's going to be at 12:30 Shechitah and 1:30 Hakrava. So what's the point of dispute between them? So the point of dispute, the way that the Gemara understands it, is whether the Bazichim precede the Musaf or follow the Musaf. So the Musaf is that Sheishaot. The Musaf is 11 to 12 is Korban Musaf. That's the given. And then if I have Bazichim after that, so the 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock slot is filled up with the Bazichim and dividing up the Korban, the Lechem Apanim. So then 1:30 would be the earliest I could start with the Korban Tamid, which is the way Rabbi Shmuel holds. And Rabbi Akiva holds that the Bazichim precede the Korban Musaf. So the Bazichim I'm going to do at the fifth hour of the day, between 10 and 11, then I'll bring the Korban Musaf. And then once the Korban Musaf is done, 6.5 hours, I'm ready to go forward with the Korban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. All right.
What is Be'et Musafim Kol Hayom? What am I thinking of?
Say again, what?
Can you do Musaf all day?
No.
Didn't we learn?
I'm sorry. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So
the Gemara, am I talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about the Gemara in Brachot. The first one. There's a machloket, no, not the first one, not the first Mishnah, but there's a machloket in a Mishnah, I think, in the fourth parak in Brachot. There's a machloket there. What is the zman for Musaf? So I think it's between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only, the tefillot Musaf, or tefillot for Musaf. So the Chachamim hold that you can daven Musaf the whole day, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only daven Musaf till the seventh hour. Okay? All right?
And the Korban was never all day. According to the Chachamim, the Korban Musaf was never given all day, never had a window of a whole day.
No. Let's again, this is a different sugya, but it's related, but it's a different sugya. In other words, the Chachamim who hold that I could daven Musaf the whole day would say that theoretically, the Korban Musaf could be brought till the end of the day, and then the Korban Tamid would be brought right afterwards. That would be the way that they would say it. That's why they would say it that way. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But not that it was ever done that way in the Beis HaMikdash, theoretically it could have been done. Right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay. So that's the first way to understand the Braisa. Okay. So I'm just repeating myself again. So according to that interpretation, the question is, what time do I bring the Korban Musaf on Shabbos when it's Erev Pesach? Okay, let's see. Now the fourth wide line on Nunchet Amud Aleph. So we have Abaye, so here's Rava, right? So Matkif lo Rava, Rava asks a strong kasha. He says, Midi Rabbi Kiva kisidro be'erev Pesach shechalio be'erev Shabbat katani. In other words, in Rabbi Akiva, in the Braisa, all Rabbi Akiva said was kisidro be'erev Pesach. He didn't say Erev Pesach, that's on a Shabbos. He just says Erev Pesach. He says, So meeting Rabbi Akiva Sidurera Pesach Chalia Erev Shabbat Katani. Did he say like Erev Pesach and Shchal Erev Shabbat? That's the earliest time of the year. In other words, that's the way Abai interpreted it. In other words, he says that's what he's talking about, like the earliest time, and that's what we're going to do apply to the Shabbos. But he didn't say anything about Shchal Yob Erev Shabbat. Sidurera Pesach Stama Katani. Elam Rava Hachi Kamar. So rather, Rava says this is the pshat in the Braisa. Kisiduro b'chol da'alma, like the way that korban tamid is normally brought during the year, which is again shchita at 8.5 hours and offered up at 9.5 hours or 2:30 and 3:30. He says kach sidro b'shabbat be'erev haPesach divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the way it'll do on Shabbat erev haPesach. And so if erev Pesach's on Shabbos, which is like this year, right? Like Erev Pesach's on a Shabbos, just like this coming year. So then, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you offer the Korban Tamid just the way it would be during the regular part of the year. And we'll explain what the point of dispute is. So that's kind of late. In other words, not that Rabbi Shmuel is giving like an early mincha, but a very late mincha, so to speak, like 2:30 and 3:30. 2:30 shchita, 3:30 offering. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisiduro be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Kiva says, no. It would be like the normal way it's done on Erev Pesach, which would be at the Shechita at 7.5 hours, 1:30 and 2:30. Umanitin dektani bein b'chol bein b'shabbat. So our Mishnah says that that the Korban Tamid is offered up at 7.5 hours, and then Shechita at 7.5 hours, and then offered up at 8.5 hours on Erev Pesach, whether it's during the week or on Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva. That would be like Rabbi Akiva. So, what would be the point of dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva according to this? So he says, the point of dispute would be whether the meat is going to spoil. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chayshin L'michmar Bistra. In other words, you remember, this is Shabbos, and everybody's offering the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara is going to learn, though not tonight, that everybody stays on the Har Bayit with their animal. I got the animal there, and it's usually hot in Yerushalayim. So let's say if it's going to be an early mincha and an early Korban Pesach, and the animal isn't cooked, it's going to possibly spoil. So Rabbi Akiva is concerned for that. So he pushes the earliest time later. So the Korban Talmud we're going to make later, and we're going to offer the Korban Talmud the way we normally offer the Korban Talmud, which is Shechita at 8.5 hours, and then the offering it up at 9.5 hours, 3:30. Then beginning at 3:30, we're going to do the Korban Pesach. And then, in other words, once I roast the Korban Pesach, during the week I roast it. So if I'm in the first shift, so I run home, I roast it. So once I roast it, apparently it doesn't spoil so quickly. So roasting will arrest the spoiling. Rabbi Akiva Savar lo chashin l'mechmar bistra. Rabbi Akiva says, we're not concerned about that. So we're going to do it the regular time. Okay, so again, turn page on the top line on Nunchenu Beis. I got to pick up the pace a little bit. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, ilo chashinan. So the Gemara says, if we're not concerned for the meat spoiling, na'abdi b'sheshu mechza. Why don't we push it up to the earliest possible time? Because we got a lot of Korban Pesach to offer, and there's no Nedarim or Nedavot on Shabbat. So let's, if you're not concerned about the meat spoiling, why don't we bring the Korban Tamid according to Rabbi Akiva at 12:30, and then offer it up at 1:30, and that'll be it. And then so Kesavar Musafim Kodman the Bazichim, because he, Rabbi Akiva, holds that the Korban Musaf precedes the Bazichim. Avilu Musaf and Beshesh, that's a given. The Korban Musaf's at the sixth hour between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Ubazichim Besheva, then the Bazichim, that whole process is offered for 1 hour, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. But Avilay the Tamid, the Shevu Mechsa. And then we go off the Korban Tamid at Shevu Mechsa, which would be 1:30. That's the earliest we're going to go. Okay, so again, so the way Rava interprets the Braisa, the point of dispute is when Erev Pesach's on a Shabbos, but he comes out with a different Hezber. So Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rava, holds that it's going to be like the later time for the Korban Tamid, like it would do normally during the year. I would shecht it at 8.5 hours and offer up at 9.5 hours because he's concerned for michmar bistra. He's concerned for the meat spoiling. So I'm going to have everything late. And according to Rabbi Akiva, no, I'm concerned for the I'm not concerned about that. So I'm going to move it up to have the shechita at 1:30 and they're offering up at 2:30. And the Gemara says, why can't I do it even earlier? And the Gemara says, because I have the Korban Musaf and the Bazichim and there won't be time. All right, let me do one more opinion, then we'll pause, then we'll go further. Okay. So on the fourth line from the top, Matkif lo Rabba Bar Ula. So we had the Hezber Abaye, the Hezber Rava. Now the third Hezber is Rabba Bar Ula. Now Rabba Bar Ula learns that this Brice has got nothing to do with Erev Pesach. Nothing to do with Erev Pesach. So Matkif lo Rabba Bar Ula. Does the Brisa say the way you would do it during the week is the way you do it on Shabbos with Erev Pesach? Does that say that in the Brisa? He says, Kach Sidru B'Shabbat. In other words, the Rabbi Shmuel, I'm sorry, the Shmuel Katani, Kach Sidru B'Shabbat, Stama Katani. It just says, plain, it just says that that's the way the Seder was on Shabbos. Elamar Rabba Bar Ula Haki Katani. This is the way the Brisa means. Kisidro b'chol da alma. In other words, like the way the Korban Tamid is brought on a weekday during the year, which is Shechita at 2:30 and then offered up on the Mizbeach at 3:30. Kach Sidro b'Shabbat da alma. That's the way it is on Shabbos. Nothing to do with Pesach. In other words, the time for the Korban Tamid shall be in Arbayim during the week is the same time as it's brought on Shabbat. He says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Sidro be'erev haPesach da alma, the way it's generally brought on erev Pesach, which we said is, you know, the 1:30, 2:30 deal. Kach sidro b'Shabbat da alma. So that's the way it's on every Shabbos. Umanita de Katani bein b'chol bein b'Shabbat. In our Mishnah here, Masech Pesachim, that says that it's offered up at, you know, 7:30, at 7.5 hours and 8.5 hours. In other words, shechita at 7.5 hours, which is 1:30, and it's offered up on the Mizbeach at 8.5 hours, whether it's the week or in Shabbos, divrei HaKol. That's according to everybody, according to this version, because the Brice is not speaking about Erev Pesach. So, b'mai kemiflagi, so according to this last opinion, which is Rabbi Bar Ula, what's the point of dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? B'gzeret nidavo nidarim kemiflagi. This is machloket about whether there's a gzeret rabbanon that relates to the nidarim and nidavot. Rabbi Shmuel savar gazrin shabbat atuchol. Rabbi Shmuel holds that in other words, normally during the week, so I offer the korban tamid, I shecht it at 8.5 hours, which is 2:30, and I offer up at 9.5 hours, which is 3:30, because I want to make sure there's enough time to bring the nidarim and nidavot. That's between the korban tamid shel shachar, which is offered up at sunrise, and the korban tamid shel ben arbaim. So I want to have time to bring all the nidarim and nidavot in. He says, so on Shabbat there aren't going to be any nidarim and nidavot. But there's a gzera d'rabbanan that I shouldn't make a change because we were afraid that people will make the change mistakenly during the week if I make a mistake during Shabbos. So one time fits all. This is it. This is when we bring the Korban Tamid. Now everybody knows. No, we want to make a mistake. Fine, shoin. That's the way it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Savar, lo gazrinan. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, we don't make a gzera. There are no Korbanot Yachid on Shabbat, so we're fine. So the Gemara says, ilo gazrinan. So if there's no, we're not going to make a gzera that way. So na'avde b'sheishu mechza. So why don't we offer the korban tamid at the earliest possible time? Like this reason, makdim lemitzvot. We should shecht it at 6.5 hours of the day, at 12:30, and offer 1:30. Kesavar, and this you know already, he holds, or this Rabbi Ula explaining Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds musafin kodin lebazichim. He holds the musaf comes before the bazichim, which are the ladles. Musafin b'sheish, the musaf, korban musaf is at the 6th hour, which is between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Ubazichim b'sheva, and the bazichim are offered in the 7th hour between 12 and 1, right? Va'avid le the tamid b'sheva u'mechza, and then the next slot we can offer the korban tamid is sheva u'mechza, okay? Okay, let's just summarize for a minute, okay, and then we'll catch a breath, and then we got to keep moving. So we had this brisa, and the brisa was somewhat enigmatic. We weren't sure what the brisa meant. So we had 3 pshatim in the brisa. We had Abaye, we had Rava, and Rava Bar Ula. So the last one, Rava Bar Ula, is just nothing to do with Erev Pesach. Nothing to do with Erev Pesach. Rava Bar Ula is the easiest one. He just says, what time is the Korban Tamid brought on Shabbat? What time is the Korban Tamid brought on Shabbos? So this machloket, whether it's brought the same time as during the week, that's be the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and then Rabbi Akiva says no, it's brought an hour earlier. Okay, that's that piece. We can dispose of that one. Okay, now but Abaye v'Rava, they have a machloket on Erev Pesach, well, that falls out on a Shabbos. That's the way they understand the braces. So with Erev Pesach, that's on a Shabbos. So according to the way Abaye understands it, so on Shabbos Erev Pesach, it would be the Shechita would be at 7.5 hours, which is 1:30, and offered up at 2:30. That's the way within Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, it's the earliest time. It would be the 12:30, 1:30 deal. Okay, that's the way Abaye understands it. So it's they're both earlier than usual, but how much earlier than usual? And then the way Rava understands it is that Rabbi Shmuel holds that no, I bring when Erev Pesach on a Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says, I bring the Korban Tamid at the regular time that I would normally during the year, which is a 2:30, 3:30 deal, because I'm concerned for Michmar Bistra. I'm concerned about the meat of the Korban Pesach spoiling. And Rabbi Kiva says, I'm not concerned about the meat spoiling, and I'm moving it up to 1:30. Okay, that's basically it. All right, let me get some these two brises in, then I'll pause. We'll take some questions. We'll move on, okay? So the Gemara is going to ask a question against Abaye and a question against Rava. I'm just running out of time. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, Meitve. So the first word on Lauren is Meitve. It's above the Tosfos El Rava Kasha. So Meitve, we ask a Kasha. So this kasha, I think, is first against Rava. Okay, so Meitve, Tamid. This is a new brisa. It says Tamid kol hashana kula karev kihilchato. That the Tamid during the year is offered like in accordance with its law. Nishchat b'shmona mechza. It's shechted at 8.5 hours of the day, which is 2:30. So far, so good. Karev b'tesha mechza. Fine. Uve'era Pesach. An erev Pesach is nishchat b'shevo mechza. An erev Pesach it's shechted 7.5 hours of the day, the karev b'shmona mechza, chaliot b'shabbat. If erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, kechaliot b'sheni b'shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That would be the same as if it was on a Monday. So meaning it's 7.5 hours and then 8.5 hours. He says Rabbi Kiva mer kisidro be'erev haPesach. Rabbi Kiva says kisidro be'erev haPesach. The way that Abaye will explain this brisa is the way it is when Erev Pesach is on an Erev Shabbos, which is very early, that's the way we're going to do it. So the Gemara says, B'shleim l'Abaye Nicha. So according to Abaye, this brisa is very simple. That gufa is the way that Abaye had explained the previous brisa. There's a machloket, how early do I offer the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim when it's Shabbos Erev Pesach? Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's like this the regular early for Erev Pesach, which is Shechita at 1:30 and then offering it up at 2:30, 7.5 hours, 8.5 hours. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, super early. He says, Elo, the Rava Kasha. But according to Rava, I got problems because Rava said that Rabbi Shmuel holds that I do the Shechita of the Korban Tamid at 2:30 and then I offer up at 3:30 like usual. So Amalak Rava, Rava would say to you, Lo Tema Kachal B'Sheni B'Shabbat, don't say that Rabbi Shmuel says it's like any other like when Erev Pesach falls out on a Monday, Ela Ema Kisheni B'Shabbat Da'alma. Say he means not when a Monday, which is Erev Pesach, he means like any Monday during the year. So then when I adjust it that way, then the brisa fits into shape according to Rava. So he's saying that when Erev Pesach on a Shabbos, so I don't make any shinuyim. I bring the Korban Tamid like I would normally bring it, which is Shechita 2:30 and offering up 3:30. And then Rabbi Akiva, Rav will explain as he did before, that that we're going to offer it up. 1 second. Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva will say, no, we'll offer it up at 7:30, 7.5 hours and 8.5 hours. Okay. All right. Let me just do one more brisa, then I'll pause for everybody. Okay. Okay. So Meitve, one more. So that kasha, that was a kasha against Rava. Now this next one is a kasha against Abaye. So Meitve, where am I? One second. I lost the place. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Meitve, chaliot b'shabbat, if Erev Pesach comes out on a Shabbos. Now again, Abaye is the one who holds that it's going to be earlier. It's just a question of how early. So Chal Yot B'Shabbat Kisidro Kol Hashana Kula Divrei Bishmael. Bishmael says it's just like during the rest of the year. So that's looking bad for Abaye. Good for Rava. like the rest of the year. It's like normally it sounds like Pshuto Shel Mikra or Pshuto LeGemara that it's, you know, the 2:33:30 deal, but that doesn't fit in with Abaye. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kisi Duro Be'erev HaPesach. Rabbi Kiva says just like the like any other Erev Pesach, which would be like 1:32:30 the Alma. So Bishleim of the Rava Nicha. So Rava, he's fine with that Braisa. El Abaye Kash, Abaye's got difficulties. It was difficulty for him. So Amalek Abaye, Lo Tema Kisidro Kol Hashana, El Aema Kisidro Kol Hashanim Kulan, did Rabbi Ishmael. Don't say Kol Hashana, Kol Hashanim, meaning it'll be like the, like at any Erev Pesach of any other year, which is that the Shechita is at 7.5 hours, offered up at 8.5 hours. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisiduro, Erev Pesach, Shechaliot, Be'erev Shabbat. And Rabbi Kiva will say, it's like Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbat, which is the early one. Okay, so we have this Pshatim. It's kind of late, but those are the Pshatim. Now, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on any part of this Gemara that we did so far? Any everybody good? The big thing was really just with Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. That was a big issue. So according to Abaye, then we had a question, how early should it be? Do we have an opinion 12:30, you know, 12:30, 1:30, and 1:30, 2:30? Or according to Rava, then Rabbi Shmuel holds it's even 2:30, 3:30, and Rabbi Kiva holds that one second. Rabbi Kiva holds, it's 7.5 hours, which is 1:30, 2:30. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? All right. Let me finish off the Gemara, then I'll say some more Torah, and then that'll be it for today. Okay. All right. Okay, so we're 10 lines from the bottom on Nun Chenu Beis, 58b, 10 lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Shlo Yehi Davar, Kodon LeTamid Shlo Shachar. How do I know that you can't offer any korbanot before the Tamid Shlo Shachar? This is not the part we're focusing on today, but the idea is that all the korbanot Tamid are like bookends. So all the korbanot have to fit in between the Tamid Shlo Shachar and Tamid Shlo Bein Arbaim. They all fit in there. So how do I know I can't have anything before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Tamid Lomar Baracha Leah Ha'olah. So again, this is the beginning of Parshat Tzav, that you'll set up the wood, you'll burn the fire, and you'll arrange the Ola on the wood. He says, my Tamuda, so Amarava Ha'olah. In other words, that's the Braisa. We don't know what the leaning wood for the Braisa is. So the Gemara says, Ha'olah. Ola Rishona, no, the Ola, or the special Ola. The Ola, meaning the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, is the first Korban to be offered. How do we know that nothing is offered after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? Tamalomor, Victirle, Chavei Hashlamim, that you'll offer the fats of the Shlamim. My Tamuda, what's the Limud? So he says, Amar Abaye, Aleha Shlamim, Velo Chaverta Shlamim, that you'll offer Shlamim on top of the Tamid Shel Shachar, but not on the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. In other words, the Shlamim's got to fit in and be sandwiched in. So Matkif L'Rava, Eim Shlamim Hudlo Nakriv, Ha'olod Nakriv, but maybe Shlamim Nava, maybe Olod I could offer they have the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Elam Rava Hashlamim, Aleh Hashlamim Kulon Korban Kulam. This is what we refer to in Amud Aleph, that the Gemara Hashlamim, the Gemara learns out as Hashlam. In other words, so it says Vehiktir Aleh Chalvei Hashlamim. So the Gemara darshens up that Aleh Hashlam Kol Korbanot Kulam, that all the korbanot have to be completed after the Tamid Shel Shachar, before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Aleh Hashlam, fill in all the korbanot between those two korbanot. All right, well, let me make a run to the end of the sugya, and then that'll be it, and then I'll talk about this little piece of Torah I want to say at the end. I tell you, Michael's about to leave. I assume you're about to leave, Michael? He's waiting goodbye? All right, let me just mention, before I wanted Michael here before we leave. You know, there's a chakira that Reb Zvi Pesach Frank has. Let's say it's Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, not like this year. Friday's Erev Pesach. Maybe it's L'Chadchila to Daven Mincha Gedola. So Reb Chaim Berlin wants to say that it's lachachila daven mincha gedola that day. You should daven bedafka at 12:30 that day because that's when the korban tami was offered. Normally, the best time is mincha katana, 3:30. But now on erev Pesach, which is erev Shabbos, so it's offered. And that's his question. So Rabbi Pesach Frank has got questions on it, but it's just a ha'ara. All right, now two lines from the bottom. Tan rabbanan tamin korban lePesach. So the tamid is before the Pesach. It means tamid shel ben arbayim is before the Pesach. He says Pesach, and again, normally, again, Pesach is a very unusual korban. Normally on a Shabbos, you don't bring private korbanot on a Shabbos or a Yontiv. So, and yet the korban Pesach we're offering on a Shabbos, right? So it has, like the Gemara is going to adduce, it's like Kenufia, it has aspects of a korban Sibur and aspects of a korban Tamid. But anyway, who I remember was Larry Schiffman's son-in-law, David Helfgotty. He spoke about this at his vort many years ago. Anyway, so he says here, all right, so Tamar Banan, Tamid Kodem LePesach, Pesach Kodem LeKtoret, the Pesach is before the Ketoret, the incense offering of Bein Arbayim, Ketoret Kodem LeNeirot, and the Ketoret is before the Hadlakat Neirot of the Menorah. Okay, that's the Braisa. Now, the top line on, so that's the Seder, the Korban Tamid, then we have the Korban Pesach, then we have the Ketoret, and then we have the Hadlakat Neirot, the lighting of the Menorah. So the Gemara says, Yeuchar Davar Shnemor Ba'erev U'Bein Arbayim, so the Pesach, it says Ba'erev, which means like in the afternoon, and Bein Harbayim also in the afternoon. He says the Davar Shlenem Arbo Ba'erev El Bein Harbayim. So the Korban Tamid, it says just Bein Harbayim. That's one afternoon, but the Korban Pesach says Ba'erev and Bein Harbayim. So we're going to do that after the Korban Tamid. That's the limud that the Korban Pesach comes after the Korban Tamid. If you would ask before, but that's the limud. He says El Bein Harbayim Bavad Ihachi. Ketoret v'neiro nami nikamu lePesach. So by that logic, so the ketoret and the neirot, the ketoret and lighting the menorah should also precede the korban Pesach. Why? I'll say the same thing. Yuchar devar shemor ba'erev v'bein arbayim. By the Pesach it says ba'erev and bein harbayim. I have both those terms in it. He says l'davar shalenem arba will bein arbayim. And by the ketoret and neirot just says bein harbayim bilvad. So the Gemara says you're right. That is a good argument. But shani hatam demit rachmana oto. The Gemara says, Oto, and that's going to teach me that it comes later. He says, Tanya, learn in the Braisa, Me'erev b'ad boker. He's talking about lighting the menorah. So he says, Tein lamida tosh te doleken me'erev ad boker. Put enough oil in the menorah so it'll burn from evening till morning. That's not the part we need. Davar acher, ein lecha avoda she k'sheira me'erev ad boker. There's no other avoda, daytime avoda, that's kasher. May erev ad boker, meaning from the afternoon all the way the whole evening to the next morning, he says elazubavad, except this alone, meaning the halakat neirot. In other words, you should light the neirot while it's still daylight, but if you didn't light it while it's still daylight, you'll continue to light it during the night, but that's the only one like that, and nothing can be offered after, is what Rashi says. Rashi says on the eighth narrow line, may lecha avoda ksheira acharea lachila, no avoda is kasher after it. He says, my taima, back in the Gemara, Amar Kra, Ya Aroch Oto Aron Avadav Me'erev Aboker. Oto Me'erev Aboker. This one is unique, that it's Me'erev Aboker. It can be offered in this time slot, Me'erev Aboker. He says, Me'in Devar Acher Me'erev Aboker. So nothing else is Me'erev Aboker. So when it comes to the menorah, the Torah is telling you that it can be lit late in the afternoon, it can be even into the night if you didn't light it. So that's Oto. That's the only one like that. He says, V'itkash Ketorah L'Neirot. And there's a Hekesh between the Ketorah and the Neirot. So the Ketorah and the Neirot are going to be after the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach has to be in the afternoon, not at night. This could even be at night. Okay, I think that's it. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did tonight? All right, let me end recording.
How long did it typically take to roast the Korban Pesach?
Who's asking? You're asking who? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. All right, now let me just end the recording. Where's my recording thing here? Where did I get it? Where did recording go? How come I don't see this here? Wait. Oh, here. Okay.